Okay, let's start. Go ahead.
So if on Paras Ilan he made a Bori Priya Dhamma, Yetza. But on Paras Aris Bori Priya Eitz, and if on Paras Aris you made a Bori Priya Eitz, Lo Yetza. You're not Yetza. But on Kulam, Imamar Shahakol Niyabidvar Yetza. If you set Shahakol on all of them, you're Yetza.
Okay, so if you make a what? A pre Adama on a fruit, you're Yetza. Right? Every schoolboy knows that. Right? And if you make... But if you make a boy priya adama, a boy priya eight on a vegetable, you're not yotze. Right? You're not yotze. Okay. And what? And if you make a shahakol on any of them, you yotze. Right? Like they used to say, that's the emergency bracha.
Yeah. Right? Just make shackles.
Just make shackles. Okay. Yeah. Alright, is there any no Rashi? Alright.
So Gemara. Mantana de Iker Ilan Arahi.
All of a sudden, the Gemara throws like a curveball. Yeah. What happened to what they taught me in first grade? That the trees and the ground, the fruits on the tree, it's all very simple. Now again, to this whole complicated question. The Iker Ilan is Ara. What does that even mean? Okay. What does Rashi say?
Rashi, the Iker Ilan Arahi, the Iker Kola Theros Hi Haaretz. That the ikar of all the fruit is the land.
Now this is a machlokas. Right? This is a machlokas now. That what? Who holds this way? It's like a surprise, like I'm more surprised by this this Mishnah. Who holds that what? That ikar ilon is ikar ilon arahi. Now Rashi says, why is it important that ikar ilon arahi? Because then it means that the peros, right, are really coming from the ground, right? That if you hold Iker Ilan Ara, then you can say that the fruit is really growing from the ground, right? The fruit is really growing from the ground.
What's the alternative? Iker Ilan is Ilan?
It's a good question. Iker Ilan is Ilan. And you couldn't say Bori Priya Dhamma. It's a good question. I mean, it's not hard to say, it's not hard to understand. That is a machlokas, anyway. It's like a botanical machlokas. I mean, it's difficult. Everybody would agree if you rip the tree out of the ground, the fruits aren't going to grow. What's that?
Why is Rashi changing it to Iker Kol HaPeros?
Because Rashi's trying to explain. Rashi's trying to explain what does this have to do with our question of the bracha on the pri.
I'm saying, is it possible that he's trying to explain that there'd be no question about the Ilan? Everyone agrees the Iker Ilan is the Ara, but that's not what the Gemara is. The Gemara is asking about the pri. In other words, of course, the tree, everyone agrees.
Right.
I mean,
right.
The Iker thing is not going to be itself.
That's correct. I mean, if you eat the tree, it's definitely Bori Priya Dhamma.
Right.
Right? Like Korah. Like the machlokas of Yehuda and Shmuel, the Korah. Right? The palm. That's machlokas, that was the Bori Priya Dhamma versus Shahakal. Because there you're actually eating the Ilan. Right? But here it's what? It's the growth on the Ilan. Right? That's what you're saying. That's a different question. Can you attribute the pre to the source of the Ilan? Alright, it's an interesting question. But what gets even more strange is how the Gemara tries to prove it. Right? I mean, the whole Gemara is very confusing. Go ahead. It says, how are we going to figure out who holds his way? Well, we'll look at Bikurim.
So, Omar, Rav Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda.
It's Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda. Who?
Omar, is it Rabbi Yehuda?
It's Rabbi Yehuda. This is the Tana, right?
So it's Rabbi Yehuda. It's not. Nyavish Hamayan, Vinikta Se'ilan, maybe even Inokori. That if the spring dried up, or the tree was cut down, so you bring Bikurim without saying that the Parsha.
Then that obviously means you make a Bar Priyadama on a fruit. In Yotze. I'm sorry, that would say you're not Yotze. Right? But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, maybe Vikori. So it's basically, you want to know if you Yotze, the Bar Priyadama on a fruit. You just have to know what you would do by Bikurim. If you would bring the fruits after the tree was cut down and not Bikore, then you can't say Bar Priyadama. But if you can Bikore, then you can make a Bar Priyadama.
That's why the next one says that. It just says Pshita.
Pshita. It's just like there's no traction. It's hard to get any traction in this Gemara. Hard to get on firm ground to even know how to approach this. I mean, it's this is not like a rhetorical thing. I'm not going to spring on you a brilliant answer. I'm not building up.
Everyone's waiting for that.
Totally confused. Let's see. Oh boy. First of all, Rashi, Bikurim, a little bit of Bikurim. Go ahead.
So Rashi, Yovesh Hamayan Viniktot Se'ilan, Hayalo Beis HaShalachin, Uvol Mayan. So he had a ditch and there was a spring in it.
Okay, so Beis HaShalachin, there are certain types of fields, right? One type of field is that it has to be irrigated, right? And another is that the rain just irrigates it, right? So here it needs the water over there. So you had the field, right, and you had the spring there, and it would be watered from that spring, okay.
Mm-hmm. The cuts are bikurim mimenu, and you cut off the bikurim from it. Ba'achar kach yavashamayan, and afterwards the spring drop.
Okay, that effectively is going to kill the field. Because there's no more irrigation.
V'chein tzedei ha'ilan, and so too a field of a tree.
Right, an orchard.
An orchard. V'katz as bikurim imenu, and you cut off the bikurim from it. V'achar kach miktas ilan, and afterwards the tree was cut down.
So let's take the second case, because they're both the same, but it's easier to understand the second case. Right, so what did you have? You had a field of trees. Right. So what's the halacha? What's the basic halacha of Bikurim? Let's start there. What's the basic halacha of Bikurim? First fruits. Your first fruits. So you bring them to the mikdash. It's like a truma, right? You bring them to the mikdash. And what? And your korei rami ovidavi. Right? And you bring them to the. You give them to the kohen. So what's the question over here? So what's the case over here? So you had the fruits, and what? After you picked the fruits, after you picked the bikurim, then the field was destroyed. The trees were destroyed. Okay. So now it's a question. You definitely have to bring them, right? There's no question they have to bring them. But the question is, can you recite the parsha of Aromi Ovi Ovi? Why not? Go ahead.
So maybe the Eino Kore. So you bring it without reading. She'eno yachol lomar min ha'adam asher nasachli. Because you can't say that pasuk that I'm bringing this fruit from the land which you gave me.
Okay, so that's part of the thing is min ha'adam, right? What is it? Pre What is he saying? It's min ha'adoma. That's part of the pasuk. Min ha'adoma asher nasata li. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he named AC is Rashi's Kurit Adama, Ashina Satali.
Right.
Where is the Maya Kamish?
Right over there.
Right over.
No. That one?
He would have been 2,000 years ago, would have been more appropriate.
Yeah. Yes, it says like this. The lakachta neirishis kol pri ho adoma shirtovi meretz kosher Hashem lakecha nosin loch the samta batena v'alachta el amokom shiyivcha Hashem lakecha l'shakin shmo sham. Okay, so he takes kol neirishis kol pri ho adoma shirtovi meretz kosher. Okay, Shir Hashem Lekecha Nosein Loch. So you take the Reishis Pri Adama, and you put it in a basket, and you bring it to the Mikdash. V'vosa l'kohen sh'yiyah b'yom l'heim, v'yamarta elov, higati ayom l'Hashem Lekecha ki vosi el ha'oretz, asher nishba Hashem l'avoseinu losa eslanu. Okay, everybody should read over the parasha. V'lo kach ha'kohen yatenu miyodecho, Arami Ovid Ovi. Everybody knows from the Haggadah. So here it says like this. Vayvienu elamokum azeh. Okay, so like this. Vatohine vesi es racious peri ho adomo asher nosato li Hashem. Okay, so now I am bringing Reishis Pri Ho Adoma Asher Nosato Li Hashem. Okay, so what's Rashi saying? That the problem is you can't say Min Ho Adoma Asher Nosato Li. Yeah.
Not exactly.
What's that?
Why not?
Go ahead.
The Chavon Diyava Shamayon Dikta Tzilan Mimena Batul La'ar. Because since the spring dried up and the tree was cut down, the land was the aretz was batul.
So since the tree was cut down, let's take that one case simple. Batul Mimena. Butla lo ara. Your land is gone.
Okay.
Your land is gone.
Tree's gone.
The land's still kind of there. Yeah.
So, one second. So this is. Okay, that's the Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe the Kori. Why?
Sheharat Yeager.
Okay, so in other words, that's the thing. That's our Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That if you hold Iker Elon Ara, he Iker Elon Ara, he. So then, even though my tree is gone, I still have my land. Okay? But if you reject Iker Elon Arahi.
So what about the case of the Mayan?
Hold on. The same thing.
So the land is
the
land.
No, the trees, everything's going to die. All the vegetation will die. But if you don't hold Iker Elon Arahi, then what do you hold? What do you hold? It sounds like you're holding Iker Ara Elonhi. Right?
Yeah. Why?
Because if you don't have the Elon, you don't have the Ara.
Right.
Right? He's saying if you don't have the Elon, it's like you don't have the Ara. That was, why can't you say Min Ho Adoma?
Well, you don't have the Adama.
Yeah, aren't those two different
that's
things?
That's what Rashi says, though. says ve'eino korei she'eino yochol lomar minho adomar shinasata li dekeven diyovei shamayim v'niktas ilan mimeno bot lo lo ara. Right? The ara is gone. The land, it's like the land is gone. It's like the land is gone. Yeah.
Ask a slight side question on this.
Alright.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, why if he really holds, I mean, like, I'm just like wondering how far his idea carries through. If he really holds that Iker Ilan is Arahi,
mm-hmm.
then why would he hold that you could even make a Borei Pri Adama Lechatchila on?
That's a good question. It's a good question. If we get past this question, then we'll have to confront that question. But you're right. Whatever you're going to say, you have to realize that's going to be the next problem.
If you get too far, then
that's
why
right.
Is it the other?
Right. Everybody agrees with Chathchila you should make a boy for your AIDS. Right?
But
I think that has to do with what Levi was saying. Right? Of course it's growing on the AIDS. No question that it's pre-AIDS. First and foremost, first it's a pre-AIDS. But can you back it down to the ground too? But anyway, let's see if can we just understand. Let me ask you a question. Rashi doesn't exactly quote the pasuk, right? You notice that? Min ho adomo asher nasata li.
Is min part of the pasuk?
That's the min.
Right, correct. But it's not. But it says v'ata hine hevesi es rachis pri ho adomo. So let me ask you a simple question. What is that talking about? Talking about the fruits. So the pasuk calls the fruit a pri adama. So how can you say you're not yotzi if you make a boy pri adama? You bring a fruit and you say, what is this? This is the pri adama. Asher nasata li Hashem. How can you say that if you make a boy pri adama, you're not yotzi? Now, but one second, but if you look at Rashi, Rashi omits the word pre. Why? Because he wants to show you that what? It's unclear what the statement means. Rashis pre ho adomo asher nasata li Hashem.
Is it the adomo that he gave you?
Pre.
Correct. So what is it?
Rashi says
It's the adomo. So what really is Bikurim?
Rachis Adama.
But what is it? What type of institution is Bikurim?
A demonstration of the land.
That God gave you.
It's a Shevach on the land. It's really a Shevach on the land. Right? It's really, Bikurim essentially is a Shevach on the land. What brings to mind the shevach of the land is the produce of the land. But it's not like a bracha. It's not like a bracha on a fruit. The bracha on the fruit is a shevach on the fruit. I'm not giving an answer, I'm just have to realize that it's vastly different issues. Unfortunately, the Gemara does seem to say that they go hand in hand. That's what's so difficult about it. But it's not necessarily a kasha what I'm asking, because they're different. It's a different focus. That bikurim is a shevach on the land, right? So I mean, ultimately this does come, even if it comes from a tree. I mean, ultimately it does come from the land, right? So in terms of the shevach of the land, you can definitely say pri adama, correct? But when you want to give a shevach on the fruit, that's a different question. Let's see. I see you could say it should be exactly the same. But I'm just saying it's an opening over here. You need to find some opening point over here. But one second, go ahead, yeah.
Just how's Rashi understanding that puzzle?
All right, so what's Rashi saying? So what's Rashi saying? So the question is like this. We have to get into Bikurim for a minute. Okay? So what's the question? The question is, you have trees that produced fruits. Right? Pomegranates. So now you bring them to the Mikdash. But at the time that you bring them, the trees are gone. Can you say, Min ho'adomo asher nasato li Hashem? That's the question, right? That's the question. That's the machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Can you say, Min ho'adomo, can you say, ho'adomo asher nasato li Hashem?
Just in terms of the pasuk, Rashi's pri, ha'adomo asher nasato li, meaning the adama is the pri?
No. Rashi's pri ho'adoma pause asher nasat li Hashem. But what is asher nasat li Hashem? These are the fruits of the land which God gave me. The land God gave me.
The pri adoma is also it's a general term also because there's from the adoma there's kita and there's also rimoni.
Right. That's true. Because you bring from all the shiva mino. So one of them it will be open with chita. It's true.
So it's referring to both the specific and
right, but that still is a kasha though. Still is a kasha because you see the pasuk says you can include peros of the tree in the terminology of peros adam. So you still have to show that that's different because it's a shevach on the land. But let's just understand. So how would Rashi? So what's Rashi saying? What's Rashi saying over here? That what? So now the question is what? The question is, if the tree is gone, can you make this statement? Ho'adomo asher nasata li. So Rashi says, according to the Rabbanon, you can't. Right? Why? Because botlo lo ara. So what does that mean? So what do they hold? Forget about the bracha issue. We just got to go fully into Bikurim.
That the ground in the way that I benefited from it doesn't exist because the tree isn't there. I couldn't get this fruit from the ground.
But you bring it, right? You do bring it because you chayev to bring it. But you can no longer give the shevach on the land. Why? Because the shevach on the land is only when the land is in its productive form, apparently. I'm just trying to give some basic idea of it. When you say, min ho'adoma, what does that mean? Min ho'adoma. What does it mean, min ho'adoma? Does it mean the dirt? I mean,
just means benefit.
What do you mean it means benefit? How does the word adama mean benefit?
It means the yield of the land.
No, not the yield of the land. The pre is the yield of the land.
Well, maybe it means the potential yield. It's true. At any given moment, what do you care about the actual pre
that
you have?
So even the dirt has potential yield. You have to replant it. Get a better irrigation system going.
It's the land is a productive entity. Or the leaf productive entity. Not producing anything, it's just dirt. Without the trees, it's dirt.
Okay, let's switch to the other side of it. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? That is what? What does the word min ho'adama refer to? What does min ho'adama refer to? It refers to the dirt.
Yeah, the dirt.
The dirt. Right? Like in real estate, you got the property and you got the improvements, right? You really don't buy the house, you buy the property. Yeah. So here, the earth, you're referring to the real estate, the property itself, not to the trees. Okay. And the Rabbanan say, I'm just trying to be just trying to scratch the surface of you, that, just trying to get to something solid. That what? That it would seem that the Rabbanan are learning Minho Adama means the land with the improvements. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda says Minho Adama means the land itself, the earth itself. Yeah, Harry?
I just wanted to go, the case again is that you have the Bikurim, you take out the Bikurim, and then the tree is cut down.
Right.
So what do I care if the ground was cut down at that point when you give the Bikurim? What's the difference?
Because you're Kohen. You have to say a statement out. It can't be a lie. You have to go to the Kohen and say this statement. And if you don't have the land when you say the statement, then, because the point is, it's not a Shevach on the fruit. No, as if it was a Shevach on the fruit, so then you can say, well, historically, the fruit came from a tree. So I'm fine. But you're giving a Shevach on the land that you have right now. The fruit is Mechayev you on the Shevach right now, on the land. But it's a Shevach on the land right now.
Does that mean to say that if
via the fruits. If you can't presently give Shevach on the land, then it doesn't matter that yesterday you could.
Let me say that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if, let's say, you didn't own any actual land and you just, let's say, bought the Bikurim fruits...
That's the whole question. That's the whole sugya. Buying the fruits. Who says it? Well, if you buy the fruits...
Well, according to this, I mean, you don't have any land to give Shevach on. How could you possibly...
No, the question is, if you buy the land, did you have to own the land when they grew? I think it's like the whole sugya over there with buying... No, certainly if you buy the fruits... That's not going to help you. The guy who grew them is Chayev.
But I'm saying, but you wouldn't. You'd never be Korah, even according to Yehuda.
You wouldn't bring them. You never were Chayev. I mean, it was his chiv to bring it. What would happen if a guy sells truma? I don't know.
So let's say a simple case then. Let's say the guy loses his field. So in that case, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree he is not going to be Korah because he doesn't own land anymore. He'd still be Chayev to bring the fruits, right? But he wouldn't.
Right. Right, mm-hmm. Correct. I mean, that's right. That's good. Right. It would seem so. Right. It would seem he couldn't if you cut off the fruits and then you sold the land. Right. I think that's the question. Who brings it at that point? I don't know. It's complicated. I don't know. I'm not in this figure. But you're right. He definitely couldn't say from the land.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What does it make a difference? Because at the time he picked them, the land was his and it gave for the fruits.
That's correct. That would be a good argument if you're giving a Shevach on the fruits. That's the point I'm trying to make. So you could say, I want to give a Shevach on the fruits. So I can just talk about where the fruits came from. It's true, the tree is down now, but it came from that tree. But the Bikurim is Mechayev me in a Shevach on what I have right now, on the land that I have right now. If I can't give a Shevach on that land right now, I can't be Kohen. The fruits are just a demonstration of the greatness of the land.
Why do you bring the Bikurim?
To show the goodness of to be Misameach, that you show that you says Misamachta, that it shows that you have a good thing. I have a good thing. See, it produced these fruits. But if I don't have it anymore, I can't say that.
Then why do you bring so if you have the thing and then you lose the land?
Oh, that's halachically the chayiv. The chayiv is chal once they grow and they're cut. That's everything. The chayiv is chal. They have to get the shame bikurim right away. You can't do anything about it.
So if you just have to give it on the fruit, then we wouldn't care.
Then we wouldn't care. Look, if I have a fruit and the tree is down, there's no question can I make a boy priate. No question like that. So what does this have to do with brachos, though? What does it have to do with brachos? That's the problem.
Especially given that we're placing all the emphasis on the art and not the pre.
That's right. All right. I had an idea, but I need to think about it a little more. Well, I need another day. Take a look at the Ritva. Okay, the Ritva has a different approach. Take a look at the Ritva. All right. I thought I had it worked out. I need a little more time.
Your approach was within the Ritva?
No. They're two different approaches. But the Ritva has a different way of going. I think it helped elucidate maybe what this approach too. But take a look at the Ritva and then I'll see if I can finish this off in my mind.
Couldn't you?
All right. I think everybody would benefit from another day. Look at the parsha. Look at the parsha. Look at the parsha. Look at the Ritva. And don't look at the Rambam. No, there's a steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam paskins over here, like the Chachamim, that you cannot be Kore. And yet he paskins that you're Yotze if you make a boy Piyadama on a fruit.
Whoa. Totally against the Gemara.
Right, against the Gemara. Because Gemara seems to say that however you hold the Bikurim.
If you hold Eno Kore, then you hold Boy Piyadama. Wow. <Yeah. laughs>
There are answers.
Could you say that it's an idea in the trees?